WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? Like life's a marathon where you just keep starting over after every nap break? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the procrastination monster and how to finally slay it. I know, strategies for overcoming procrastination. Sounds like a lecture from your high school English teacher, but trust me, this is gonna be different. We're talking real talk, relatable stories, and practical tips you can actually use. No airy-fairy motivational speeches here. Because let's face it, our brains are wired differently, and sometimes, just try harder, just doesn't cut it. So buckle up, grab your favorite brain-boosting beverage, and get ready to level up your focus game. Here's the deal. Procrastination isn't about laziness. It's often a symptom of overwhelm, anxiety, or even a mismatch between what we're doing and our core values. You know that feeling when you stare at a daunting task, your mind goes blank, and suddenly Netflix seems way more appealing. Yeah, been there, done that, bought the extra large pizza. But here's the good news. We can hack this system. First up, break it down. Ever heard the phrase, eat the frog? That means tackling your most challenging task first thing in the morning. Sounds crazy, right? But trust me, getting that big ol' frog out of the way frees up mental space and gives you a sense of accomplishment that fuels the rest of your day. Next, time boxing. This is all about setting specific time limits for tasks. Instead of saying, I'll work on this report, say, I'll dedicate 30 minutes to researching. It creates a sense of urgency and keeps you from getting sucked into endless rabbit holes. Think of it like a workout routine for your brain, short bursts of intense focus followed by mini breaks. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is procrastination's best friend. Striving for flawlessness can paralyze us. Instead, aim for good enough, and remember that progress over perfection is the real game changer. Remember, a finished project is always better than a flawless masterpiece that never sees the light of day. Find your flow. We all have different peak productivity times. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Figure out when your brain is firing on all cylinders and schedule your most important tasks for those hours. Think of it like charging your phone. Maximize your energy levels during those prime time slots. And lastly, reward yourself. Positive reinforcement works wonders. Celebrate small victories along the way. Treat yourself to a walk in nature, a cup of delicious coffee, or anything that brings you joy. These rewards keep you motivated and make the journey less daunting. Think about that last project you procrastinated on. Maybe it was writing a report, organizing your closet, or finally learning to play the ukulele. What were those thoughts going through your head? Fear of failure? Feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of the task? Yeah, I've been there too. Remember that time you had to clean your entire apartment before your parents came for dinner? You could have just ordered pizza and pretended to be a minimalist, but instead, you tackled that mess like a champion. How did you do it? Maybe you broke down the cleaning into smaller tasks, put on some upbeat music, or even enlisted the help of your roommate, and a few extra pizzas. So what's the takeaway here? Procrastination is a common struggle, but it's not an insurmountable one. By understanding our triggers and implementing these strategies, we can reclaim control over our time and energy, and finally achieve that sense of accomplishment we all crave. Remember, you got this. Start small, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one strategy you're going to try today? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.